Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our podcast. Today is the last day of this wonderful seminar that we are attending here in Trieste at Polo Giovani Toti in collaboration with the Municipality of Trieste. It is organized by Youth at Work. And I'm here, as usual, with our beautiful hosts.
Remo from Ireland.
Yekta from Turkey.
And I'm Ivana from Italy. So, as I was telling you guys, today is our last day of work.
Yes.
Yesterday we were talking about this a little bit, and even this morning we are already a little nostalgic, because in this kind of exchanges and seminars, activities in general, you have quite a big group, like a medium-sized group, and you get to know each other right when the activities are about to finish.
Yes.
So you get this impression that right in the moment in which you have like the impression that you know all the people in a good way, then you have to leave them. It's kind of a pity because of that. So I'm kind of feeling it a little bit more. What do you think, Yekta?
I think it was very confusing feelings, yes. I was also satisfied with learning many things from other people, from our trainings, from the participants, but also feeling some upset and sad because we are going to leave soon, very soon. But I hope we will find each other in near future. I believe it. We will find each other, and we have a good potential to make a new project and build a new partnership. I think we have already had some partnership also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And
Remy, maybe you can talk about it.
It's been an incredible couple of days. Whenever I'm attending seminars, workshops such as this, I have no expectation, but I think the last 3 days has exceeded all my expectations. The amount of information we have collectively and the contribution, even the relationships we're building outside of the sessions has been incredible. I'm learning so many Italian traditions I hope to bring back with me. And I think the networking from all the countries that have been present or represented in this has been just invaluable. And like, there's three people from Turkey.
Yes, so. Me and Hedia and Ceren.
Yeah, and from Italy as well is one of the most represented along with Turkey. It's me, Davide, and Paola.
And we have contributors from Georgia, Nico, and Nana. Croatia, we have
Maria and Lea, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, and from Rafaela from Portugal.
Yes, and from Spain, we have Fatima. And then Palestine, we have Fadi. Kosovo, Arjen.
And we have Annalise from Estonia. From Finland, we have the lovely Kirsi, and we have Randy from Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Germany, too. Greek people from Germany, Johannes and Yasmin.
Yes, from Greece, Amalia.
And from Iceland, we have Inga.
So. And let's not forget, from Ireland, the beautiful Uremu, right here.
and our trainers.
Yeah, yes. Trainers. Wonderful team. So we have Angelica, Benedetta, who left us.
Luca.
Samir
from Jordan.
Yes, Samir from Jordan.
Yeah, then we had a new person arriving yesterday night, Kathy,
yes.
From the Italian National Agency.
Okay,
so.
And then we met a lot of field reps who joined us. I think we mentioned them yesterday, who came to share their experiences. So it's been such an incredible couple of days. And I suppose today we are kind of bringing it all together to form key actions and, I suppose, takeaways from this, because I suppose when you're going out from these events, you're expected to bring reports and learnings, and you know, you were expected to be all fired up to implement all of these wonderful ideas and these great practices being implemented by our sister organizations as well. So really looking forward to wrapping up the evaluation, which will happen shortly, and wrapping things up with a lovely dinner and maybe an aperitivo tonight as well.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did you enjoy yesterday's aperitivo? That's one of the Italian traditions, actually. And it's specifically very good after a long day of work or university studies or activities like this one. We went to the Molo in Trieste, like at the docks, and it was such a lovely sunset.
Oh, it was unbelievable. We took lots of photos,
yeah,
I think. And my phone, I'm struggling with my battery power. So hopefully it stays long enough to take in more photos, because we've just had an incredible time. We've made so many lovely memories. We've mm-hmm. made friends mm-hmm. for life, I hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, really looking forward to maybe phase two, who knows?
Yeah.
Of us coming back together and kind of do a snapshot of where we are now from,
right. yeah.
from, you know, after this. And hopefully we'll be able to have more success stories to share and, you know, again, get more learnings and, you know, make our rural communities more inclusive and more attractive to young people, which is really the ultimate goal from this exercise. So maybe we'll finish up with some final words.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. it would be amazing for this group to become something like a think tank, maybe. We're open to it. We're open to remain in contact with each other, of course. And then if they want to support us and do other activities which involve the same people, I think we would come back.
For me, remaining in contact to know the news from each other would be better. I think we will do so.
Yeah, that'd be great. We have a WhatsApp group going. It's exclusive, so it's only open to to a select number of people from these countries I've mentioned. And maybe, you know, continuing this podcast could be one of the successes from this event.
Course.
So
I hope so.
Yeah,
so it's an opening of the creative group to the other one, to the other participants after the tasks are finished.
Yes,
absolutely. And I am fortunate to be working with two lovely people in the creative group, Ivana and Yekta. So thank you so much.
Rami.
Thank you. Yeah. I think it was a nice team.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had such fun, and we have lovely photos to share as well. So I suppose from all of us, a final for now.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Take care.